This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Dave, who's on the line now. Hi, Dave, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Jolly
not
good.
Too bad at all.
And Dave, can we just start by finding out a little bit about your career to date, please? What have you been up to?
Okay, when I left school, I worked in a cake shop, of all places.
Lovely place. Oh, I could do with that.
Yeah, it wasn't so good for the waistband, but I went from there to work for a funeral director's, where I currently still work.
All right.
So I drive limousines and such. And
I was going to say, you can't make me look pretty when it's the appropriate time.
Oh, we can work one day.
So why the change of direction then, Dave?
I really wanted some proper skills. I mean, not to say I absolutely love my job that I do at the funeral directors, but it is just a job, and I wanted a career. And I wanted some proper skills, proper recognised qualifications. Grandfather was a carpenter, so I'm often seen out in the back of the garden sawing bits of wood and making bits of odd bits of furniture and whatnot. So I quite enjoy the hands-on practical stuff. My father was an electronics engineer, so he was always sort of wary of the dangers of electric, so I always knew not to sort of play with it, really, and respect it. So it's kind of a good grounding, really, I suppose.
Yeah, it is, actually. No pun intended on the grounding either, I guess.
No,
absolutely not. <at all. laughs> Tell us a little bit about how the course has been going for you, Dave.
Because I've got a busy lifestyle, it's been quite sort of slow in terms of the reading side of it, but that's down to me, really, not having sort of as much time as I would like. But you know, there's no real pressure. I haven't felt any pressure, and the practical weeks have come along just at the right time, really. So give me a chance to recap on what I've learned in theory, and I feel then comfortable enough to do to the stuff that is required of me in my practical week. So I don't feel sort of shortchanged at all, and I don't.
Great. Yeah. So just to explain that then, what sort of things are you doing in your practical training, Dave?
Today, when we started on actual circuits, and I've been putting up a ceiling rose and a switch and then wired to the consumer unit, and having never done anything like that before, I actually did find a bit of a struggle, as opposed to yesterday when a lot of it was sort of classroom theory based, and as my fellow student just remarked to me just now, he said, you're making us all look stupid. So,
well, you're all working together, aren't you?
Well, this is it. I think some people sort of clam up when they're afraid to speak up, sort of thing.
Yeah, so it's that exam moment, isn't it, almost?
Yes, it's put on the spot sort of thing.
But but you're finding it quite comfortable in that, obviously, you're a mature student, but you're not in a school. You're in a coaching side of things, aren't you?
Yes. It does feel a little bit like going back to school in some ways. In fact, my daughter asked me yesterday, "Dad, did you go to school yesterday?" I said, "Yes." "Did you pot any plants?"
Beautiful.
No, I didn't. No.
Wonderful. So what's the big game plan for you then, Dave, once you've got your qualification?
I'd like to be a self-employed electrical installer, actually. I might change and sort of see if I can specialise in something, maybe fire alarms or PV stuff. But as I say, the goal at the moment is to be self-employed.
Okay, and I was just going to ask you, as again, somebody who is over 18, what would you say to somebody who's thinking, "Oh, blast, I wish I'd got a qualification that's a real one," and they're sitting listening to this? What advice would you give them?
It's never too late. There's always options open to you. And at the end of the day, if you believe and think that you can do something, you will do it anyway. Like I say, there's many doors that are still open, despite what other powers that be might make you feel. Like, you know, you've got to 16, 17, haven't decided what you want to do. I mean, I was 28 and I still didn't know what I wanted to do. So
there's chance for us all yet, then.
Exactly, absolutely.
Dave, thank you so much for joining us.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.